The UAE is one of America's fastest-growing economic partners. $1.4 trillion committed over the next 10 years, including billions for AI. $34.4 billion in bilateral trade in 2024, and a $19.5 billion U.S. trade surplus. Together, the UAE and U.S. are advancing AI at scale and creating a global model for cross-border innovation. To learn more, visit uaepreferred.com.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here. Welcome back to another episode of Mental War, the Spartan Discipline Code to Crush Procrastination. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care? Isn't that just a fancy way of saying, take a long bath and sip some tea? Look, there's definitely a place for bubble baths and herbal infusions, but we're talking about something deeper here. We're talking about building mental resilience. The kind that lets you face down procrastination like a Spartan facing a charging horde. Why? Because in today's world, where stress levels are through the roof and demands on our time are constantly multiplying, neglecting your mental health is like trying to run a marathon with a busted ankle. Let's get real. Ever felt like your brain was running on fumes? You know that feeling when you're juggling work, relationships, and everything in between, and suddenly, you're just empty? That's the alarm bell of burnout ringing loud and clear. So, how do we build a mental fortress that can withstand those pressures? It starts with prioritizing self-care. Think of it this way. Your mind is like a muscle. If you don't exercise it regularly, it gets weak and flabby. But just like a gym workout, self-care isn't about one big grand gesture. It's about consistent, mindful practices that nourish your mental well-being. Here are five key takeaways to remember. 1. Fuel your mind. You wouldn't put junk in a high-performance car, right? The same goes for your brain. What you eat directly impacts your mood and cognitive function. So ditch the sugary snacks and processed foods, and focus on nourishing your body with whole foods, fruits, vegetables, and healthy fats. Think of it as giving your brain the premium fuel it needs to run smoothly. 2. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a six-pack. It's a powerful mood booster. Physical activity releases endorphins that have an incredible effect on reducing stress and anxiety. Find something you enjoy, whether it's hitting the gym, going for a hike, or dancing like nobody's watching, and make it a regular part of your routine. 3. Sleep like it matters. We all know that feeling of grogginess when we're sleep-deprived, but chronic lack of sleep can have serious consequences for your mental health. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Think of it as giving your brain a chance to recharge and reset. 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, hardwired for connection. Nurturing meaningful relationships provides us with support, love, and a sense of belonging. Make time for loved ones. Join a club or group that aligns with your interests, or simply reach out to a friend for a chat. Remember, even small interactions can make a big difference. 5. Mindfulness moment. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and constantly on edge. That's where mindfulness comes in. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present, focus on your breath, observe your surroundings without judgment, or practice meditation. This helps calm your mind, reduce stress, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really felt the power of self-care firsthand. Picture this. Deadlines looming, inbox overflowing, and my brain was officially fried. Instead of pushing through like a caffeine-fueled zombie, I decided to take a step back. I went for a hike in the woods, listened to some calming music, and practiced mindfulness for 15 minutes. You know what? It worked. My thoughts cleared, my energy levels soared, and I came back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle those deadlines with renewed focus. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care for your mental health. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about building a foundation of strength so you can conquer procrastination, achieve your goals, and live a fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's build a community of support and inspire each other to prioritize our mental well-being. And remember, folks, keep pushing forward, one Spartan step at a time. Until next time, stay strong and keep conquering.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.